Hi, this is Dan Tellerico, the social media and PR specialist at Printing Industries of America, and today I'm with
Jim Workman.
Jim, now we're going to be talking about the new Lean Manufacturing Assessment Tool. Now, what exactly is this, and why does it matter to printers?
Well, Dan, you know, we've been trying to help printers implement the concepts of Lean Manufacturing for a number of years now. Have books on it, have had workshops, have an annual conference, and so forth. Something we did several years ago was we conducted a survey and asked printers, you know, what tools they're using in continuous improvement. So we have data from about 5 or 6 years ago that indicated how lean, quote, lean is print. But we decided that it'd be valuable to give printers a tool that they could access, they could assess where they were in the progression of just sort of a neophyte getting involved with Lean to a mature company that's really using the full power of Lean.
Right.
So we put this together to give them a chance to reflect on where they are and compare their progress with other companies in the industry.
So about how long does this assessment take to fill out? Is it pretty elaborate, lengthy? Is it quick and easy?
It's simple in nature, but you have to think carefully about your company to figure out which description best fits it in 13 different categories. I would say it's going to take an executive somewhere between 15 and 30 minutes to complete it.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about this assessment, sort of what type of questions will people find on there, what will help them discover about themselves?
Well, when I say it's simple in nature, here's what I mean. There are 13 broad areas of lean concepts and tools that we're asking about. And in each of the 13 areas, we're just asking you to pick the statement that best describes your company.
Seems easy enough.
So the 13 areas range from management support, which is number one, culture, workplace organization, on down the list to continuous improvement, which is the 13th. And each of those has six statements that you'll find under them. You have to determine which statement is most representative of where your company stands today.
Okay, so this is a good barometer for printers who are sort of maybe beginning to embrace Lean, who maybe think they're doing well, but then they might see, okay, well, we're only a 3 on this. Maybe we could improve here, here, and here. So this is definitely a very useful tool.
Hopefully it provides inspiration for companies that are already engaged in Lean or thinking that they're or planning to get involved with it to see how much more they could be doing to set some goals for the future. By the way, I love the word barometer.
Yeah.
I haven't used that.
Well, feel free to use it. All right. So now, do you sort of see this assessment, you know, expanding at all, or is this it? Like, was it built up from the ground up for printers? Why don't you explain some of that?
I think that the next iteration of this will be on operational excellence. I can see an assessment on operational excellence would be a little broader than this one, perhaps. Nonetheless, I think this assessment is useful even if a company is not engaged in Lean, because they can see what other companies are doing to try and gain competitive advantage, and it might spark them to get involved with at least some of the concepts. And there's answers that would apply to a company that's not currently involved. For example, I'm looking at area number 12, quality at the source. The first statement is there are no quality at the source activities being performed by operators. Quality problems are only detected at the end of the production, during final inspection, or after they reach the customer. Well, that might apply to a company that hasn't invested any time and effort in Lean, but at least there is an appropriate answer for that company.
Right, excellent. And where can people access this?
Well, it's available online. We're sending out promotions that have links to it, but I'm going to have it posted on the Continuous Improvement Conference website so they can find it at, it would be ci.printing.org.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks so much for taking the time to fill us in. And if anyone out there, if they have any questions or comments, you can find us on Twitter at PrintIND or Facebook, facebook.com/printingindustries. And thanks for listening.
Thank you.